In our series, New Hampshire's Immigration Story, we've talked about how immigrants and refugees have affected New Hampshire's economy, healthcare system, law enforcement, schools. Now we look at art. Last year, photographer Mary Catherine Jones began an ongoing photo series called New Faces New Hampshire, featuring portraits and images of refugees and immigrants in Manchester. And she joins us now to tell us about the project. Mary Catherine, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you, Brady.
How did you find some of the subjects that are in the pictures?
I was actually initially connected with the International Institute and was able to photograph some of their employees, also some people that were coming through the Institute. I had very little time and zero resources, and so I ended up using this very photogenic brick wall that is the exterior of their building. And people that were introduced to me, I ended up going to an international market and had the kindness of a liaison there who would introduce me to people as they walked in from all over the world who were just there to grocery shop, just capturing faces and hearing stories along the way.
You wrote on the website that some of the people in the photos didn't speak a whole lot of English, but that language barrier didn't wind up being too much of a problem. So what did you do?
Usually, there has been one family member who has at least a small amount of English, and I will communicate with them. And then through a lot of laughter and effort, we communicate with each other through gestures. I try to learn one word and then use that word as I'm photographing the different people. And, you know, it's one thing that I find remarkable is the language that photography allows to unfold, because you are there in the presence and with someone in the presence of sometimes silence, that there's a lot that can evolve from that. And oftentimes it is laughter and giggling. So it's fun.
One of the pictures that most caught my eye was taken in an interior setting. It looks like a family's living room. There's a woman standing with a man in the background sitting on a couch. She's dressed in what looks like a traditional sari, like they wear in India. There are bracelets in the room, but then there's also a teddy bear in the corner.
Yes.
There's a calendar from the hardware store that's up on the wall. So
yes,
a whole lot of juxtaposition in just that one image.
And, you know, that's ideally what you can find, of course, when you're looking for a composition to tell a story in one static shot. I find it fascinating to see the different cultures, what they deem worthy to put on their wall. Many, many family members and all of their pictures on the wall, and various things that they found oftentimes in the States that they haven't had access to perhaps where they were. And so they'll display those things too.
When you look at these pictures, this wide array of people and cultures and religions and traditions, what do you see now?
That's a good question. You know, for the most part, there's a universality in all of these faces that is a sense of vulnerability, a sense of compassion and an identity. They too have a sense of pride and an understanding of maybe gratefulness or thankfulness of being here and starting a new life and a sense of excitement. That's something that I think I know personally I often take for granted. And being in the presence of a family that was in a refugee camp for 19 years and raising their own children there and under harsh conditions and finding a very modest apartment in Manchester in what some would consider a very difficult neighborhood, seeing in their faces an excitement to basically begin anew. It's a wonderful thing they give me.
Mary Catherine, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Brady.